Heads of states and governments in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and Europe have over the years called for the transformation of the Security Council, much to the chagrin of those nations in the organ of the United Nations. President Robert Mugabe is among other leaders who this week called for the transformation of the Security Council.
We are disappointed that we have lost the opportunity of this anniversary to address this burning issue of the reform of the United Nations Security Council in a manner that satisfies the just demands and expectations of the majority among us. I wish to reiterate our strong attachment to Africa's common position on the reform of the Security Council.
Africa Union Commission Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma is also not happy that the Security Council and United Nations in general appear to be serving the interest of few nations.
I'm not happy because it's going nowhere. There's no pace at all. It's at a standstill, especially the Security Council reform. So I hope that as we celebrate 70 years, countries will take a firmer stand to say this situation is a situation that was addressing issues after the World War, and many countries were not there, and we cannot continue with it.
Other leaders have also called for the transformation of the Security Council, which plays a crucial role in the world in issues related to peace, war, and other matters. But former United Nations General Assembly President Sam Kutesa says a lot is being done behind the scene to transform the Security Council.
What we've done this year, and I think it's just a small step forward, but an extremely necessary and important step, is to have a text on which negotiations will be based. So for Africa, it is out of these negotiations, because negotiations refer to numbers of the members of Security Council, its relationship with the General Assembly, and the management of the entire peace and security architecture. So whether it will be two seats or it will be one seat, it will come out of these negotiations.
ZANU-PF Central Committee member and Phelandaba Mpopoma legislator Joseph Chuma applauds President Mugabe for bringing the issue of the United Nations Security Council reform to the forefront.
Our president has always been on record to be the voice of the voiceless. Definitely, looking at the events that have happened in Africa here, it clearly shows that. So then at least we don't feel like that somebody is sort of bullying us or protecting us, like the president has rightly put it. So definitely, the president's call is online and is on course, and we say thumbs up to him once again.
MDC spokesman Obed Gutu says his party supports the idea of reforming the United Nations Security Council, but adds more effort should be on human rights issues.
As you know, and particularly speaking of our own experiences here in Zimbabwe, we are dealing with a renegade regime that does not give much respect for the protection, indeed the adoption of individual fundamental human rights. We say charity begins at home. Before Robert Mugabe talks about UN Security Council reform, he should tell us where is Itai Dzamara.
It still remains to be seen whether the Security Council will ever be transformed to accommodate some countries that have over the years yearned to be part of the United Nations entity. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Sithandekile Mhlanga.